is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that during these days, the first 10 days of the Hijjah, we should increase our tasbih, that is subhanallah, tahmid, alhamdulillah, tahleel, la ilaha illallah, and takbir, Allahu Akbar. So we should recite the tasbihat in abundance. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Specifically, this has been mentioned to increase our tasbih, our tahmid, tahleel, and takbir during these days. Alhamdulillah, we had discussed last week regarding the heart. And continuing from that, the importance of tazkiyah, the importance of purifying our hearts because of our lives, from the morning right till the evening, the environments we are living in, the type of deeds or misdeeds that we fall into, the type of lifestyles we live, the temptations we are faced with, it becomes extremely important for us to ponder, reflect, to try and purify our hearts. Because a life full of vice, evil, filth, with bad habits, bad qualities, base qualities like greed, anger, pride, jealousy, it only hardens our heart. It only keeps us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This heart that we have, ulama and mashayikh have mentioned, it is like a fortress. And there are two enemies that are waiting outside. Two enemies, that is nafs and shaitan. And they are waiting to attack this fortress. So we, with all our might, with all our strength and power, our job is to oppose the pressure that is coming from the outside, that is from the army of shaitan and nafs. And this is called mujahada. Very simply, this is mujahada. Mujahada means we are applying an effort to oppose the army of nafs and shaitan from entering this fort of our heart. So shaitan is very cunning, he's very clever. He knows the tricks of how to enter this fort. If one does not apply any mujahada, and one does not block the entrance, then shaitan will very easily come into our heart. And when he comes into the heart, he manipulates the heart. Then he makes us do all those things that are against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But mujahada, from the word juhdun, which means effort, struggle, we have to apply this pressure. And this is the mujahada or mashayikh are talking about. That we need to oppose nafs and shaitan. Shaitan will, mashayikh have mentioned, ulama and scholars have written, that shaitan will sweet talk a person. He will lure the person. He will open 70 doors of good to try and hoodwink you and open the one door of sin and make you fall into that sin. So it's imperative to know the tricks of nafs and shaitan. We have to have the knowledge that this is the trick of shaitan. Sometimes a person is doing some good deed, but he does not realize that he's doing it out of show and ostentation. He is not doing it solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes a person is becoming angry, and he's blurting out things, and he's ill-treating his wife and his children and his subordinates. But he doesn't realize that he is a victim of this disease. So these are the base qualities which are the trap doors of shaitan, which when not locked, shaitan very easily enters into these doors and comes into the fort of the heart. Ulama and mashayikh have mentioned there are two base qualities, that is, ghussa, anger, and lust, shahwat. These are the two base qualities that shaitan uses to enter the heart. And once a person is suffering from these two qualities, one is anger and the other one is shahwat, lust, then from this spring out many other qualities, many other bad qualities. And therefore it is very important to control our anger and to control our lust. One of the prescriptions that have been given is dhikrullah, but mashayikh and ulama explain that dhikrullah alone would not solve this problem. One has to make this mujahada, this effort to oppose nafs, the temptations of nafs and the tricks of shaitan. And this mujahada is an ongoing mujahada. But the moment a person pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by making dhikrullah, by making his ibadat, by refraining from all those things that Allah has prohibited us from, by refraining from all those bad qualities and those bad deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, he strengthens his heart. Allah makes his fort very, very strong. It becomes solidified. It becomes powerful. Allah gives him a light in the heart, noor in the heart. This noor helps him then to combat nafs, to combat shaitan. Without this noor, it becomes easy for shaitan to enter. It is easy for him to dominate the person. It is very easy for him to become a victim of ghussa, anger and shahwat, lust. Then the person's lifestyle changes. You will find then he wants to live with the fashion of the time. His clothing changes. His hairstyle will change. The manner in which he conducts himself changes. His home environment changes. His friends, his company changes. And slowly, slowly he drifts away. Why? Because now he has become a slave of his passions, of his desires. He's become a slave of his nafs and he's following the footsteps of shaitan. Therefore, with dhikrullah, it is important to make this mujahada. Nobody can come and assist us to make this mujahada if we are not prepared to make this mujahada ourselves. A person is there. He needs to jump into a pool. And he can have the best of teachers there and trainers. As long as he does not take that himmat and that courage to jump in, he can read all the books, he can hear all the bayans, and he can talk about how beautiful the pool looks. Until he doesn't plunge into the pool, he doesn't have the courage to do so, he will remain outside. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every one of us that courage. We need to use that courage. We need to utilize this courage. Allah has given it to us. It is there. It is within our capabilities. It is not that we have become so weak and we are unable to combat nafs and shaitan. No. Yes, with the guide of a sheikh or with some alim who understands Quran and Sunnah properly, and with the dhikrullah that a person makes, then he applies this mujahada, he gets some direction in his life, then slowly he will overcome all the hurdles. And as the person overcomes the first few hurdles, he begins to enjoy this race or this road towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have heard many lessons on qurbani. Inshallah tomorrow in Jummah we hope to discuss some aspects of the lessons of qurbani, the lessons of hajj inshallah. And all these things are there for us to give us that strength to apply this himmat, this courage in our lives. We are tempted. There's a beautiful woman and we are attracted towards her. And that is when shaitan is waiting for you to fall into that sin and he comes into your heart. Then he dominates you. Then from one thing it leads to another. And that is when you are going to apply this mujahada. You're going to push nafs and shaitan away. Don't let them enter into your home. Don't let them enter into this fortress. Chase them away from the door. And say no to that pretty woman. I will not go close by. I won't even lift my eye and gaze towards her. To please my Allah, I will turn my gaze away. When a person does that, that is when he has applied mujahada for the sake of Allah. Immediately, he enjoys the sweetness of iman. That's when the nur comes into his heart. He gains strength, he gains courage. At night it becomes easier for him. Shaitan will try again from different angles, different ways. And each time this person, he overcomes his hurdle, he becomes stronger and stronger and stronger against nafs and shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make this mujahada which Allah ta'ala wants us to make. We are all weak, but inshallah, with Allah's fadl, Allah's kindness, beg Allah subhanahu, ya Allah, I need to make this mujahada. Ya Allah, I am weak, I need your assistance. Ya Allah, only you can help me. Nobody else can assist me. Ya Allah, I want to enjoy my life as a true believer, having your marifat in my heart, enjoying the love I have for you in my heart. Ya Allah, obeying your commandments, obeying the commandments of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely answer with dua. But again, we have to be sincere. We have to have that courage and that himmat to go forward, inshallah. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. رب خير الحم وأنت خير الرحمين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. يا الله ما لقناكم ما عفرنا. يا الله forgive us my Allah. يا الله forgive us completely my Allah. يا الله in these mubarak days and nights of the Hijjah. يا الله. يا الله forgive us completely my Allah. يا الله don't make us. يا الله don't make us lose the barakat of these nights my Allah. The barakat of these days يا الله. يا الله bless us my Allah. Ya Allah, out of your kindness, Ya Allah, your fadl and karam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, every single sin we committed, Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. All our major sins, minor sins, Ya Allah. Wipe them out completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, the sins we committed, Ya Allah, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Ya Allah, wash away all those sins, my Allah. Give us that himmat and courage, Ya Allah, to make mujahada from nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, Ya Allah. I'm too kamzor, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the onslaughts of nafs and kuffar, of nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Guide us, protect us, my Allah. Make us become pious and righteous, Ya Allah. Give us the sukoon of the qalb, Ya Allah. Grant us a qalb salim, Ya Allah. Give us peace and contentment of the heart, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we do not want to commit those sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it's a miserable life, Ya Allah. We want to enjoy a pious life, Ya Allah. A pure life, my Allah. Ya Allah, life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, enjoying your love, my Allah. Your ishq and muhabbat, Ya Allah. The ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And help us, Ya Allah, to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, help us to have a good akhlaq, my Allah. Help us to deal correctly, my Allah. Help us to conduct ourselves correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for all our deficiencies and shortcomings, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, my Allah. Bless all of us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your ma'rifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat, the sweetness of iman. Grant us istiqamat and taqwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our qurbani easy for us, Ya Allah. Accept it from us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the means to make the qurbani, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who go for hajj, Ya Allah, they are so lucky, my Allah. Ya Allah, the remaining brothers who are still going and sisters who are going for Hajj, Ya Allah. Accept every single Hajj is Hajj, my Allah. Grant them a Hajj mabrur, maqbool, my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, take us also, Ya Allah. Especially those who have not yet made Hajj and Hajj is compulsory upon them. Give them the himmat, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, give them the courage, Ya Allah, and the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to perform the Hajj, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and healing, Ya Allah, give them complete shifa, my Allah. So many, Ya Allah, in hospitals, my Allah. At home, my Allah. Ya Allah, some have to undergo a bypass, my Allah. Ya Allah, people have got different type of diseases and sicknesses, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. Grant them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Grant their family sabri jameel, my Allah. Help us to prepare for maut, my Allah. Give us a good maut, my Allah. Give us a maut in Medina Sharif, my Allah. Barim Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy kuth water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us in the Jannatul Aud in his hisab kitab, Ya Allah.
Protect us from the azab of the qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of the dajjal. Ya Allah, give us halal, tayyib, rozi. Make our sustenance become easy for us, Ya Allah. Make us spend it in the correct and halal way, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. Make them excellent hufad, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, burad, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Ya Allah, make us true dhakirin and shakirin, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers have here tonight, my Allah. And our mothers and sisters as they're listening at home over the receiver, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not turning to any other person, my Allah. Ya Allah, nobody else can answer our prayers, my Allah. Nobody else can answer our du'as, my Allah. Nobody else can fulfill our hajat and needs besides you, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill our needs, my Allah. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Ya Allah, whatever problems we have, musibat we have, mashakil we have, remove it completely, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم الله all those who requested duas answer all these duas as well سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين